This is Investor IQ with Glenn Wessel, where you hear straight talk about financial topics that impact you. Now, here's Glenn.
Good morning. My name is Glenn Wessel, and I am just delighted to be here this morning with you. We are going to be having a new show here in Asheville, Buncombe County, called Investor IQ, where the goal will be to discuss all things financial that would relate to someone who's interested in the investment process or the world of financial planning. I myself am a CPA. I'm also a certified financial planner practitioner, as well as a chartered financial analyst. Chartered financial analysts are typically people who manage institutional portfolios, or they generate institutional quality research from Wall Street. They're very often the people behind the scenes who are making market forecasts and things like that. In any event, I'll try to bring these different disciplines together in a way that I hope will be useful to you, and we will discuss just any number of topics that will be related to, as I said, investing and financial planning. As I look around here, this is my first time in a radio studio, and I'm not even sure we're not on TV. I've never seen so many screens here. Are you sure that we're not on TV for us?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, look at this face. This is a face for radio.
And they tell me that you're in charge of all these knobs and switches.
Is that right? I am. Yes, I am. I will take good care of you. You'll be fine here. And welcome to WWNC, Glenn.
Thank you very much. So I look like the dog who's sitting behind the steering wheel, but there's another steering wheel next to me is what I'm getting out of all this, right?
Right.
All right. we will have with us today Larry Hartley, who is an attorney with Strauss & Associates. The topic for today will be the process and the pitfalls associated with estate planning. Larry is someone who specializes in business succession planning, estate planning, Medicaid planning. As a matter of fact, that I believe is the primary focus of the entire firm. So there would be others there who do that as well. Larry, I'm very glad that you could be with us today.
It's great to be here, Glenn. I hope our listeners will find this very informative.
Tell me, what is an estate? Sometimes people think that an estate is something that's large. What is it really?
An estate is essentially everything that you own and control, especially in this context, at the time of your death. It can include things that most people are aware of, such as their stocks, bonds, savings, their cash, their cars, and their homes. But it can also include things that they might forget about, such as life insurance is one of the big ones that people often forget as part of their estate.
So your involvement in terms of estate planning would be to what? Help people discover what it is that they're trying to control, or draft a series of documents?
Essentially, we try to work with our clients to find out what their goals are, how they would like to have their estate be passed on upon their death, and we try to find ways to make sure that that process goes as smoothly as possible with privacy and with the least amount of costs and expenses, and that the beneficiaries that they intend to get the property receive it and also are protected when they need the protection.
Mm-hmm. So what would be typical of the types of instruments that you would help someone craft or draft?
Well, the basics almost always include, of course, a will, also a durable financial power of attorney, healthcare powers of attorney and living wills, medical privacy release forms that we call HIPAA authorizations. And then as you move into a little bit more sophisticated plans, you also are often using instruments known as revocable living trusts. And in other cases, we're also expanding into other techniques such as irrevocable trusts.
All right. So before we explore what those various documents do and how they differ, tell me a little bit about what most people might typically need. Would it be fair to say that many people would have the need for the same types of documents, or would it vary greatly amongst families?
The basics will be very commonly similar, But then the details will vary greatly. You might have one family with a disabled child who needs special needs trusts. You may have a family where one of the beneficiaries is very wealthy. You might have a beneficiary where they can't manage money. And these all may call for different solutions depending on the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. So would anyone ever not need these various types of estate planning vehicles, or would it be safe to say that most people would need at least some of them?
I would say that most people would need at least some of them. I mean, there's famous examples in the news periodically, such as the Terry Schiavo case down in Florida, where documents were not prepared, and we all get to hear about the family battle. Essentially, we probably wouldn't have heard about that battle if Terry Schiavo had executed documents expressing her wishes.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. when people mention wills, it kind of is almost always followed in the same sentence by the word trusts. Kind of like when I tell people I like listening to the blues, they next thing I know they're talking about jazz. And to me, they're not really the same thing in any way. But I'm wondering if you could just briefly describe what the basic differences would be between a will and a trust.
Sure, be happy to. The will is the basic document that lets someone who has done planning decide where their assets are going to go after their death. And by definition, a will is what is called a probate instrument, which means it's going to be supervised by the court system after their death. The executor or personal representative is going to have to file reports and follow the supervision of the court in administering the estate of the decedent.
Would it be fair to say that one is superior to the other, or a substitute for the other, or could they be used together?
They're often used together. In fact, everybody who has a revocable living trust virtually also has a will. But in the case where a revocable living trust is used, the importance of the will becomes minimized because most of the assets would typically pass outside of the probate process and go through non-probate settlement, which can save time and money and headaches.
Okay. Before we break, just try to share with our listeners what the probate process is. And let me just add one more thing. Sometimes when people read financial planning magazines, there's a lot of focus on avoiding probate. What is worthwhile in there that should be avoided?
Well, the reason people like to avoid probate, which is basically the public administration of your estate through the use of a will, or for somebody who has not executed any documents through what's called intestate succession. Unfortunately, at least in North Carolina, the probate process is a fairly public process, which means that the nosy next-door neighbor could actually peek into your will and look into the probate file and see what you're doing, even though you might have only intended for your family members to be aware of what's going on. That's why we often will see public examples of celebrities and famous people. How do we find out that information? Often it's because of the public probate process where, you know, any media person can look into the documents.
Right. We've been visiting with Larry Hartley. Larry is a member of the National Academy of the Elder Law Attorneys. He is also a certified elder law attorney. Once again, he specializes in estate planning and administration, as well as Medicaid planning, which we will not really be discussing today. If you'd like to reach Larry, you can call him at 258-0994. He tells me that they have people there who may answer the phones. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So we'll be back in just a moment.